The final issue in the Environmental and Medical Ethics Unit is about transplant surgery and organ donation. Again, Christians and Muslims within those religions, not all of their followers will agree. Some will disagree as well. Firstly, the Christian attitudes and teachings. They may agree with organ donations because it is a loving and desirable act to do. Also, for them, it raises no problems for life after death. This is because most Christians believe their body is not needed in heaven. Instead, they will get a new body, what they call a resurrected body. Also, they believe that giving organs away shows God their gratitude and thankfulness for life, and they're able to help someone after they have passed away. Also, some Christians may say it's actually a matter of personal choice, and people should just use their conscience, which is like a voice of God within them, to help them decide. Some Christians may disagree, however, because it violates the sanctity of life. It means that we would kind of be playing God. We would be choosing when somebody dies. And actually, some Christians think that's up to God to decide. Also, some Christians may say that it would be wrong to replace God's creation, because God's creation is meant to be perfect and good. Also, and finally, for Christians who disagree, they may say it's interfering with God's plan for that person. Muslim attitudes and teachings are a little bit different. Firstly, they may agree with organ donations because since 1995, the Muslim Law Council announced that they agreed with this process if it was to save life and reduce pain. They also agree that it could be allowed for close family members and to give live donors. That means to give something you can not necessarily need in the afterlife, like a kidney. They also may carry donor cards since this time. Muslims may disagree, however, with organ donation because actually the body, they believe, the Quran says, should not be interfered with. They also believe that they will need all their organs in the afterlife to be resurrected. Also, like Christians, some Muslims would believe it violates the sanctity of life and you would be playing the role of Allah in deciding when somebody dies.